Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets. It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Give me a P for pets. Yay! Give me a P for plastics. Do you ever wonder what impact pet items made from plastic have on our planet? You can bet our special guest knows. Here to unleash some findings from a new report, it's called Pets Versus Plastics, is our special guest from EarthDay.org. Please welcome Aiden Sharon. Welcome, welcome, Aiden.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And Aiden, we just one letter off. Aiden, Arden, Arden, Aiden. So this will be a good show.
Hopefully we don't get mixed up.
I hope not too. Hey, we're going to learn more about how we can keep our planet Earth healthy when it comes to our pets and our purchases. After we take this break, you guys know the drill. We're going to sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our special guest today is Aiden Sharon. He is the director, I love this title, of the End Plastics Initiative for this great organization called Earth Day. Check them out, EarthDay.org. So welcome to the show, Aiden.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So what a title, End Yes. Plastics Initiative. But let's back up the bus, and I'm hoping we're not doing any carbon fuel release at that point. Tell people, for the three people on the planet, what is EarthDay.org?
Yeah, EarthDay.org. We're the official organizers of Earth Day each year. It's the largest non-secular celebration that takes place every year. Over 1 billion people celebrate on April 22nd. We've been around since 1970, founded by Dennis Hayes and a junior senator, Gaylord Nelson, out of Wisconsin, as a way to kind of activate the environmental movement and bring in as many people as possible, whether you're, you know, a fisherman, firefighter, an environmentalist, somebody that's just looking to get involved in your local community. We try to round them all up and get them activated for a healthier planet and for a healthier, you know, yourself and personal life.
Well, we definitely know we have limited resources on this planet, and we have lots of people and we have lots of pets. Before we get into your initiative, I want to dive into you because I think you were kind of destined for this career. Tell us what you were doing at age 12 with the Outer Banks.
Yeah, so I grew up on the Outer Banks in North Carolina. It's a coastal region. I grew up scuba diving. I went out and got my scuba dive certificate at a pretty young age.
Wow.
My parents are pretty surprised, but I was already working at that age, which is a little bit...
At age 12?
Yeah, my parents owned a restaurant, so it's kind of farmer's laws there. but I paid for it myself, got my student certificate, and then went on to pursue the environmental world because in a weird way, it was tied directly into my family's business with it being such a large tourist town. That was kind of my initial, like, I'll protect the environment to protect my parents' income. And then from there, fell in love with the environmental movement, pursued a degree in biology where I studied. My concentration is tertiary and freshwater studies, which is just a really fancy way.
Tell people what tertiary means.
Yeah, it's just a fancy way to essentially say wetlands. I don't know why we don't just put wetlands. It caught me by surprise when I earned the concentration because they were like, you have this. I'm like, I've just been studying bogs and swamps for the past 4 years. But from there, I, you know, scuba dived during college for the North Carolina Aquarium at Pine Knoll Shores. Directly in the shark tank. That was a really fun job.
Slow it down. When you say a sentence like that, come on, Aiden. Oh, by the way, I was in a shark tank. What were you doing?
Yeah, I was leading the presentations. Well, I was helping the volunteers and I was leading the presentation. So I was the guy you see in the middle of the shark tank with a big thing on his head, basically talking.
And the one praying?
The one constantly praying and then holding two stits in my hand to make sure the sharks aren't coming near me. That was my first foray into informal education and I just kind of fell in love with it.
How were the sharks with you and what's a tip?
Sharks are gentle. Sharks are easy. Sand tiger sharks are just, they're asleep most of the time. We feed them well at the aquarium. They feed them well still at the aquarium, so they're not even looking at me. I'm also a bigger person, so I'm about the same size as them, so they don't want anything to do with me. But occasionally they'll bump into you and just kind of startle themselves, but it's always fun to see.
You have not had a boring life. So
no.
You in 2020, that's when you came on board to earthday.org, correct? What made you want to come for that organization?
I actually came on in 2022. 2020, okay. I was working as a wetland reclamation consultant, as well as a GIS, so satellites consultant for an engineering firm. My now wife and I moved up to DC with our two dogs to pursue teaching initially. And then I discovered earthday.org through their climate education program and then realized I could easily send my way into it and just do informal education the way I prefer to do it, of just talking to people directly, talking to people of all ages and kind of educating them that way rather than the normal school setting, which I was starting to get used to, but wanted something different, wanted something more environmentally involved directly.
I'm amazed that at age 12, you got your scuba license before you could drive.
Much before I could drive. So I was riding my bike back and forth to the dive shop. And luckily the woman and owners of the shop, Pam and Matt Landrum, who I look up to this day, and I worked with them for a summer in college as well. They were willing to let me just ride my bike to their house, carry my scuba tank over my shoulder from their shop to their pool in their backyard and just kind of haul it around that way.
That's dedication. So people love pets, and name the two pet dogs that you and your wife, name your wife, dang it.
Yeah. My wife, Emily, and I have two dogs. We have Buzz Lightyear, who's about, we think, 7 years old. We adopted him about 5 years ago. He's just a mutt of mutts. We don't know what he is. He probably has some, you know, pity in him, probably has some lab in him, probably has.
How much does he weigh?
He's 55 pounds. So he's okay. On the lower end when it comes to labs and pit mitzes, but we're not sure what he is.
Well, there's a great veterinarian, Dr. Marty Becker. People know him, America's veterinarian. He calls those kind of dogs, ready for it, canine cocktails.
My wife calls him a smoothie.
Oh, okay. All right. So what about your other dog?
Yeah, my other dog is a failed hunting dog I adopted while doing wetland reclamation. She is an American foxhound that just really didn't like to hunt and really didn't like that lifestyle.
Please?
Yes, I adopted her because I was working in these wetlands all by myself about 30 miles from civilization and was like, I need a companion. This dog doesn't like hunting, but she loves the outdoors. I'll just take her with
awesome.
Me everywhere. And they've now been acclimating to the city, which was a hard adjustment for her, but we get her out enough that she's happy.
In DC?
In DC, yeah.
There's good parks there, though, too. You could be walking miles in DC.
Yeah, and we typically do. It surprises my family every time they come to visit. We'll do like 12 miles and they're all keeled over and we're just like, it's how we get around. It's how you have to do it.
Well, we've got about a minute before the break. I do want to dive in first, though, because you all reached out to us and said, look, that we have a new report, Pets versus Plastics. And let's get the overview first, and we're going to dive in after the break.
Yeah, the overview is that plastic is dangerous for both human health and our pets' health. And just the lack of regulation when it comes to the pet food and pet toy industry is just ridiculous. There's just nobody safeguarding our pets. And I think it's time that we start calling them out for it.
So you're talking about the chemicals used to be in the products, as well as the bang it gets to our planet, right? Because some of them don't recycle.
Yeah, so it's the plastic has over 16,000 different chemicals that can go into it. Very little of them are regulated, and most of them are harmful for our health, and therefore they're going to be harmful for our pet's health.
All right. Hey, everyone, we're speaking with Aidan Sharon. He is with EarthDay.org, and we're going to find out more about the new report that came out, Pets versus Plastics. And, you know, we love our dogs and we love our cats. We love giving them toys and other products. So we're going to get our eyes opened a bit, I think. So everybody just sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand only from Pet Life Radio.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jeff Corwin, host of Wildlife Nation, brought to you by Defenders of Wildlife. And I'm with OBehave with Arden Moore.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to OBehave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the OBehave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We're chatting with Aidan Sharon at CHARRON. His fancy title is the director of End Plastics Initiatives. He's with a great organization that loves our planet. It is called EarthDay.org. And before the break, Aidan, you were telling us there's a double whammy here. You know, we get toys for our dogs and cats or whatever. Some are made out of plastics. And you were talking about, in some cases, there could be up to 16,000 chemicals in pet products. And then you hit the hammer with very little regulation. Please expand.
Yeah. So plastic, and plastic is essentially everywhere at this point. I'm sure if you looked around your room, Arden, you'd see plastic all over the place. Even
I hid my plastic water bottle from you before the show.
I really appreciate it. It gets set off as soon as I see one. But plastic is essentially everywhere. A lot of people don't realize it makes up a lot of the clothing we use. It makes up the carpets that we have around our house, as well as the blankets we might give our pets. And then it covers the furniture we have in a lot of cases. And the true danger of plastic is its additive chemicals. So there's 16,000 different chemicals that can go into plastic. In the United States, we only regulate 6 of those 16,000 chemicals, but the majority of those 16,000 have been found to be harmful for human health, and therefore they're going to be harmful for our pets' health, especially mammals, like our pets or like our cats and our dogs, as well as our guinea pigs.
And dogs, rabbits. Come on, like Buzz and Sally, dogs love to chew.
Dogs love to chew. And then when it comes to plastic toys, those toys tend to break down in terrible ways once they enter into the dog's digestive systems. We have something called phthalates that gives plastic that kind of flexibility. And once that enters into the dog's body, those chemicals start to leach out. And then chemicals are entering our dog's body. The plastic becomes a different form altogether and can cause blockages in the intestines of the dog. And that's a huge danger when it comes to some plastic. That's not to include the evidence that it's linked directly to dementia-like symptoms in rats from the additive chemicals, as well as Alzheimer's. And then you have, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in humans, also going to be evidence in our pets. And then just a whole slew of different cancers that are caused by endocrine disrupting chemicals that are introduced into plastic.
So I'm betting that Buzz and Sally are not fed from plastic food bowls.
No, Buzz and Sally are fed from stainless steel and ceramic bowls. So their water bowl is a stainless steel bowl. then their food bowls are ceramic bowls. And then we've started to move away from the traditional food that comes in a big giant plastic bag to kind of making our own food with our vet's approval, you know, going through that process, talking to vets and things to make sure that we're, you know, feeding them the proper diet. My wife and I have the means to do so. So that's what we chose to do. It's not, you know, accessible to everybody. So make little changes where you can. But a lot of the dangers with them consuming microplastic is from the food. There's so little regulation when it comes to it. Like, there's ingredients that are labeled as waste products that are introduced into the pet's food. And it's literal groceries from humans that are just ground up altogether with the packaging still on them. So you're going to have a bread bag that's ground up, dried up, and then thrown into that food. You also have the plastic tags that go onto the cattle, which is ground up directly with the rest of the food. And that's fed straight to our pets. Yeah.
Wow.
And there's very little regulation.
Because there's very little regulation, and I'm nonpartisan, but I want to ask you, what can groups like Earth Day do and get others to help to get some legislation that has a little bit more safety oversee of products and how they're made?
Yep. And we're nonpartisan as well. Like, it's the environmental issues are nonpartisan. Everybody is affected by climate change. Everybody gets affected by plastic. Doesn't matter if you're right wing, left wing, somewhere in the middle, somewhere so far off that I can't even name it, you know. But I think what people need to do is, what we've seen is, just write letters to the FDA. We have a link on our website now that has a preconditioned letter for you to write, and just saying, look, we need more regulations. We need more accountability when it comes to our pets. Like, these are parts of our family. There's over 1 billion pets in the world, and that number is only going to rise over the next couple of years. So the FDA needs to recognize that, like, we care for these animals like we care for our children. I don't have any children of my own, so my two dogs, Buzz and Sally, are those kids, much to my parents' chagrin. But
we have 1 billion pets on this planet, and more to come.
More to come.
So when people are looking to get bowls or toys or products, pet products, what are some safe options that are kinder to our planet that you could recommend? It doesn't have to be a name of a company, just, you know, types.
Yeah. So the bowls, like I said earlier, go for the stainless steel, go for the ceramics. You know, I don't like eating out of plastic bowls myself, and not just because I've been inundated with information about how bad plastic is. That's part of it. But the other part is, it's just healthier. It's actually inert compared to plastic. And you can trust that it's easier to clean as well, and it's not going to pocket as much as plastic does. Yeah. Hold in that bacteria. The other simple thing that my wife and I have done, and this kind of caused a little bit of anger at first, was we've spent hundreds of dollars on toys over the years. And then the toys now that my pets have fallen in love with is old ratty t-shirts I had that are made up of 100% cotton or natural fiber, whatever you have, and you're planning on throwing them away. If it's 100% cotton, that's safer for your pet as long as you monitor them. But their favorite thing now is just a t-shirt that's ripped up and then tied into balls, and they'll play with that for hours. And watching it, I was just like, oh, I could have been doing this the entire time.
Well, yeah, you got the tug toy, but I know they make tennis balls for dogs that are made of materials that don't wear down the enamel like the tennis balls you would grab from a tennis court. But what kind of balls would you use that you could wrap kind of an old t-shirt?
Go for all natural rubber balls. So you want natural rubber. Good. You want natural rubber. That's a safer material than, you know, a plastic rubber. And it can be kind of hard to find, but there are companies out there, I won't name them directly, but there are companies out there that make 100% natural rubber material. And that natural rubber is safer for our pets. There's less chemicals added to it. There's less unknowns when it comes to the material. It might break down a little bit easier in some cases because of the way that rubber is just naturally, but that's okay. It's, as long as it's not breaking down the same way microplastic does. Plastic doesn't truly disappear.
So, okay, we've got toys. We've got the food bowls and the water bowls. You know, there are some people out there that want their Fido to be a Fido fashionista. So shopping for clothes or harnesses for dogs, what kind of tips can you offer?
Avoid polyester, avoid nylon, avoid those materials that sound really cool, sound really futuristic, but in reality are just made up of plastic.
Like your leash. What's the leash? What should the leash be made out of?
See if it's going to be made out of a natural rope fiber like hemp. They made hemp ropes out there. They made cotton ropes. They made sturdier ropes that are just made of materials that aren't nylon or polyester. They can be a little bit harder to find. They also make leather ropes as well. I know some people don't like to use leather, but that is an option if you're trying to avoid plastic.
And collars?
And collars, the same thing. They made leather collars. They made collars out of cotton. They made collars out of hemp. They made collars out of burlap. There's plenty of options for your pet. We have, I think one of my dogs is currently wearing a North Carolina collar made up of cotton and leather. The other one is wearing a space collar that's made up of cotton and leather. And just with it comes to the clothes, and I like to dress my dogs in clothes. Sally, the failed hunting dog, likes to wear sweaters in the winter. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but just the materials, right?
The material we use is natural wool. So I went online, looked up, made sure it was actually wool material. And then when it comes to me dressing them in t-shirts, I made sure that it's like an actual cotton rather than those polyester, those synthetic fibers.
I'm kind of digging Sally because I think she knew from the get-go, no, sitting out in a cold marsh and being I think the couch is a beckoning. So I'm just going to trip up on all these skills for hunting, and I'm going to become a couch dog and hang out with my dad on hikes. She's pretty smart.
She loved the heated seats in the truck. It was funny going out there. I was working with a lot of people that hunted all the time, which is, you know, whatever. Yeah. But they would look at that dog and they'd be like, you don't need to take your hunter in. I'm like, she won't hunt at all. She won't do anything for me. She's just here to hang out and just look pretty, I guess.
I love her already. So, parting messages. We have people tuning in from all over the globe, and you are on the longest running weekly pet podcast on the planet. Obehave's been on the air since 2007, and somebody named FeedSpot said, we really like you, so voted us one of the top three shows. You got some people listening. Give us some more ways that they can find out about this Pets versus Plastic initiative.
Yeah, if you just look up Pets versus Plastic right on your search engine, it should pop up directly. Go to earthday.org. We have it plastered all over the place. I've been pushing our comms team and our media, social media team as well to just like kept poking them and be like, I want to keep talking about pets. I want to keep talking about pets. I want to keep talking about pets. So it's all over our websites, all over our social media channels, LinkedIn, Facebook, Ets, I believe is what it's called now. As well as just everywhere you can find us. And then just realize that it's not your fault that this is happening. Plastic is such just intrinsic in our lives now, and it's so hard to avoid, but just start making little changes throughout your life and you start giving a healthier life for yourself and your pets.
So does that mean you'd hit the pause button on plastic? Come on, I had to put a pun in there.
Oh, I love you. That was fantastic. I do that to my wife all the time. She's getting real tired of the puns.
You can have that. You can have that one.
I actually think I used that for a title for one article I wrote recently.
The pause button. But yeah, you know, you kind of opened my eyes to about before you just go to the store and buy or go on Amazon and order, really pay attention to what the leashes are made out of, the bowls, the toys, the clothing, and there are earth-friendly options.
Yeah. I mean, and then you have natural, you know, organ meat that they sell at pet stores and everything, like a trachea. They sell trachea. Like if you want to feed your pet that, it could be a little smellier. Make sure you do it outside or at least in a contained area. But there are options out there.
All right. Hey, everybody. We have had Aiden Sharon on from earthday.org. He's opened my eyes about some of the things that I didn't realize of the dangers of plastics. I know we love our pets, and I know we love our planet Earth. So, Aiden, thank you so much for being on our show. You survived.
Thank you so much, and congrats on, I think, 17 years of a running pets podcast.
When no one knew what a podcast was? I mean, seriously. I mean, now this mug has got its own show, probably. Everybody's got a podcast. But anyway, at this time, too, I want to give a shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio. That's tons of shows on our network. We're the number one network. And I want you guys to check me out. I got a YouTube channel because this man's going to be here. Go to Arden Moore. That's it. Just do the YouTube. That's my real name. Please subscribe. We have over 800 videos with great people just like Aiden. And I have a newsletter. It's called Four-Legged Life. Please do that. And the last pitch. Sorry, I got to do this. My last name is Moore. Hey, I teach vet-approved pet first aid with a real dog and a real cat. have been doing that since 2011. I'm a master instructor. You want to keep your pet safe and have a fun, practical class? Come join us at Pet First Aid for You. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Oh Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.